It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And do you feel like your Instagram story is getting kind of dull lately?
Yeah.
Yes, I
don't know what to post anymore.
I haven't been posting a lot at all.
Yeah.
And people help just keep posting pictures of your boring food, your boring kids, and your hashtag relationship goals, hashtag boring. Well, I have an idea for you.
Okay.
Why not spice it up and get a selfie in outer space?
Wait, what? I mean, we kind of went 0 to 1,000 there.
Yeah,
I'm not even joking, though. You can actually do that. Because there's a Japanese billionaire named Yusaku Maezawa. And back in 2018, he bought the rights to SpaceX's first passenger trip to the moon.
What?
Whoa.
You can buy that?
Yeah, what?
Remember when they were auctioning this off?
Wow.
And so the official amount that he paid for it is confidential, but it's estimated to be around $250 million.
Dang.
Wow. So this isn't some Photoshop. This is the moon.
This is the thing. I can tell you, that guy's Instagram is not boring.
No.
Oh, I bet. Oh, my gosh.
But that flight has now been officially scheduled for 2023.
Whoa, really? It's happening?
And Yusaku's making headlines today because he just announced that he's looking for 8 random people to join him as passengers on that flight. Yes.
Anybody.
Does anyone else not trust him? Like, he's going to say, oh, yeah, come on my flight. And then somehow he doesn't get on and the whole thing goes badly. Like,
well,
it's too good to be true.
He says, quote, it'll take 3 days to get to the moon, loop behind it, and then 3 days to get back.
Okay.
I'll pay for the entire journey, and I hope that together we can make it a fun trip.
Okay.
And Yusaku says he's looking for 2 main things in the people that he chooses to come on board. One is people who want to, quote, push the envelope to make a better society.
Oh, that's nice.
And 2, people who are willing to support others on the mission. And so right away, those criteria rule all of us out.
Yeah, I was like, anyone want to tell jokes? where do I fit in?
But it could be anybody. You don't have to be a famous personality. Wow. You could just be the average Joe.
Okay, just someone who wants to better society and improve
mankind.
The lives of others, not just themselves.
Yes. And so if you're interested in flying around the moon with this billionaire, you can apply on his website, dearmoon.earth. Dear, like D-E-A-R. Moon.
Wow.
Why do I feel like all of the applications are going to be single women looking to marry said billionaire?
Hey, not interested in moon,
but
any other travel opportunities?
And while this might sound like just another dumb publicity stunt, it's actually the beginning of an exciting new trend, because experts are saying space is about to become the hot new travel destination for family vacations.
Does anyone else not want to go? Like, maybe I saw the movie Apollo 13 and I was like, that's too stressful for me.
What do you do when you get there?
The thing is, I'm not even talking about 50 years from now.
You're not?
I'm talking in the next 5 years.
That's
what? Then we're going to space.
The company Orbital Assembly just announced they're set to begin construction on the world's first luxury space hotel.
No way.
The hotel's going to be shaped like a giant circular ring.
Okay.
It's going to be built in low Earth orbit, and the entire thing is going to circle the planet every 90 minutes.
Oh, that's a fast-moving ring.
Really fast.
Yeah. How are you going to land on that thing?
Better be careful when you go out on the veranda to look at the sunset. Strap yourself to the bedpost.
But the thing is, when you look at like space right now, like International Space Station, it's a pretty cramped situation.
Right. They say this isn't going to be like living on the space station with those cramped quarters and wires everywhere.
Okay.
They say the interior is going to feature lavish accommodations with hanging chandeliers, a very sleek, modern-looking interior, and stunning views of Earth from every window.
Wow, there's going to be all new influencers, new level there.
Yeah. Imagine walking into a giant space lobby with a space aquarium in it filled with space fish.
Dude, that's really cool.
That's trippy.
Wait, could fish live out there?
I don't know.
What do you do with gravity in the water? Are they in like a circular like bubble? Like, are you floating around this place?
They're swimming next to you. They're floating, bro.
Well, the massive hotel, they say, is going to host restaurants and bars inside. They'll have movie theaters, day spa, gyms, pretty much everything you might expect to find on a luxury cruise ship. And they're going to turn into a luxury space hotel.
Whoa,
and it could accommodate up to 400 guests at any given time.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It is. So you're probably wondering, how do you breathe?
Yeah.
But it's a valid, valid question.
Important thing to do while you're up in space.
I don't know. I kind of like to do it on my vacations. Yeah.
Well, don't worry. You can take your spacesuit off once you get there, because everything in the hotel is designed for your comfort. Oxygen's going to be pumped in, unless, of course, the oxygen runs out and the red lights start blowing.
Again, have you guys watched Apollo 13? Not a good... I mean, they... It's good ending.
Yeah,
yeah, they survived.
But they're
yeah.
like, oh, great, the bellboy forgot to reload the O2 tanks this morning. Good job, Wendell.
It's like, why am I not in Vegas with those oxygen bars everywhere?
And if you're thinking you're just going to stay inside the hotel the whole time, it's not necessarily true, because there are plans to do guided spacewalks on the outside walls.
What? Ooh. No, no. Sketchy. I don't even like the idea of bungee jumping in a foreign country.
Now, the price to stay at the space hotel, right now, there's no official word on the cost.
But we can't afford it. No. I mean, you don't have to say a number.
Rumor is they could charge anywhere from $125,000 a night to $290,000 for the presidential space suite.
My gosh.
They're like, actually, sir, there's still a resort fee.
Yeah, it's $100,000.
Maybe you should check the vacancy at the Space Econo Lodge.
Yeah. For some reason, I will say, if I'm going to go to a space hotel, I'm not going to go to the budget one.
Yeah. You know? I want 5 stars.
Yeah.
Well, again, all this is happening sooner rather than later, and they believe the Interstellar Resort should be fully operational by 2027.
Dude, this is going to be like Space Vegas. Can you imagine drunk girls and all the people that are going to be wandering around?
Those rich people.
Of course. Yeah, that's also Vegas. People.
Text in to 78592. Tell us, if we got the station to sponsor a trip up there, which one of our listeners would be open to joining the 3 Million Mile High Club with our own Jose Belandis?
It's going to be hard with not much gravity. But okay, good luck.
Okay, smoke some space lettuce and then do it. Your phone tab's coming up right after this.